but now then, mostly now it's in pulpwood timber. They set it out there. Some of it over there was set out, and all this back around here was then set. Most all of the farming land now is set out in pine timber.
Where about?
That's just across the road from that house yonder. That's across the road over there.
Are we in any kind of little community, or what is this considered to be out here?
No, there's no community and nothing to it. It's just wide place in the road, I reckon.
We're just out in the country?
Yeah, that's right. 9 miles from Evergreen.
Let's see, this is what direction from Evergreen?
Well, it is east, but this highway, they say it's 31 north. But it's due east of Evergreen. That road out there is running east and west. And I reckon the reason they call it north of Evergreen, because this highway goes on, carries you in the northern part of the state and other states too.
Where will this highway eventually go if you keep going that way?
Oh, good God, I don't know. Clean across the world, I reckon.
Okay. So you were born and raised here in this part of the world?
Yes, sir.
And the name of this county is?
Conacher.
We're in, yeah.
Conacher County.
What is that name for? Do you know?
No, I don't. Sure don't.
There's a river around here.
Yes, the Fulga River right down here, about 2 miles.
Mm-hmm. Are you on a rural route out here, your mailing address?
Yes, sir. Evergreen Route 3. Used to be old Washington. It done away with that little old post office up there about a year ago, I guess. Maybe a little longer. Time passes fast. And now we get our mail out of Evergreen Route 3.
Mm-hmm. You say it used to be Owassa?
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts is that?
About 7 miles back in the northwest from here.
Is that a small town?
Yeah, there's a post office and 3 or 4 stores up there, big stores. I think it's all gone now, but I believe there's one store up there. Mm-hmm. Everybody left the country now and gone to town.
Gone into Evergreen?
Gone to Evergreen, Mobile, Montgomery, Atlanta, Georgia, and everywhere else, that's about it. One ain't dead. Most all of them that I was raised with is dead.
Reckon why that is, that they move away?
Well, they had to go somewhere to make a living. Everything got so high, they couldn't make it on a farm.
Has it always been that way around here?
No, it used to be before everything got so blooming high. And all these houses were filled up with families. Well, we all lived good. Didn't have much money to spend. We didn't need much.
Could pretty well make it off the farm.
Yeah, that's right. Make it off the farm, and then well, you raise about everything you eat off the farm. Daddy used to go to town about twice a year. Get a barrel of flour. I don't know how much coffee and sugar. He wouldn't have to go back till that fall. Go in the spring, get it fertilized. Barrel of flour, feed us young'uns on. Well, we raised the rest of it other than the flour, coffee, and sugar. And we didn't get too much sugar.
Now how much flour would that be coming in a barrel?